This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The illegals are used by the cartels, the puppets, the big banks as pawns. But the globalists want to get rid of our borders and our sovereignty. They want world government. And it's that idea that Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been challenging and that President Trump's been challenging. And I was talking to Sheriff Joe during the break, and I was saying, how do we get these other cowards that surround Trump to stop caring what the mainstream media says and realize the mainstream media is hated by a majority of the American people? They have a 7% approval rating, and that's the secret Joe knows, I know, the president knows. And he went on to say, yeah, I'm more popular than I've ever been. It's incredible. And that's it. People want trailblazers. They want mavericks. They want people that do what they say they're going to do, like the president sticking with the sheriff after he pardoned him. They don't want him using his executive power. They say everything he does is wrong. As the economy turns back on, as the border is 69% more secure than it was, as NAFTA and GATT are being renegotiated, as the carbon tax got killed, as the VA's got 40-some percent more people being served than just 7 months ago. I mean, this guy is totally delivering. How do we support him? Where do you see this country going?
Well, you can't rely on the media, but I think that you'll be surprised the support he gets. I know. I go around, and you'll be amazed at the people say we love Donald Trump. They may not say it out front, but they do. That's that silent majority, believe me. And when he goes out front and he says, and he likes to pass messages and use the media. I did it. I get in trouble sometimes. But why not pass? No, you said that the illegal immigration has declined. Yes, because of law enforcement. I'll tell you another reason. Because he went out front. He told the world, if you come into this country, you're going to jail. And they believe him. That's why they're not coming into this country, because he spoke out. So one thing you have to do is speak out. And, boy, you can move mountains sometimes when you speak out. I'm not saying that they're afraid of him, but he sends a message.
Sure, but just like Merkel said, we're open, and 10 million Muslims, most of them men, poured in. She said, come, everything's free, and they came.
Yeah, that's the point I'm getting. So leave him alone. Let him. Every time he says something, they have to find fault with it. I'm so tired of this cable news. All they talk about when we have tornadoes, they have to go back to Russia. They're obsessed with Russia. They'll tell the people what's going on in this country and stop trying to destroy our president when they should be supporting. Democrats should be supporting him. These Republicans that don't like him because they probably have a personal vendetta because some of them ran for office and got wiped out. So that's not right. Stick with the president. Let him do his job.
Especially when North Korea just shot another missile at Japan, especially when the world economy's on edge. The big banks are trying to plunge the economy to stop Trump. That is criminal.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is criminal, but you'll never see it. Anybody talk about it and so on. But I'll tell you, Alex, if we ever needed a president this time, with what has been going on under the previous administration, it's Donald Trump. He came at the right time, and he's going to save this country. Just think if we kept going with Hillary in the same situation. So Donald Trump is going to save this country, I guarantee you. And I've been around a long time.
No, I agree. America's being given the choice by God right now. Not that Trump's perfect or anybody is, but we're being given the choice. It's so clear with the Antifa and all of this. We're going to pick them. We're going to pick prosperity and justice and a true free society. Sheriff Arpaio, thank you so much for the interview. And we'll be watching and talking to you very, very soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
There he goes. People can find him on Facebook. Twitter and more. Just Google Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the real sheriff. Be sure and follow him on Twitter, right there at Joe Arpaio, Real Sheriff Joe. I'm Alex Jones. More intel with our reporters on the ground in Houston and more coming up. And we also have the lawsuit that just got thrown out with Hillary stealing the election and the nomination.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a newborn, it's a nightborn, it's a young.
You know, I get constant calls from major newspapers asking me, how much do you talk to the president? And the answer is very, very little. And then they never believe what I'm telling them because they think I'm liars like they are. And I'm just like, what is the point of me even taking time out to talk to you? Make up whatever it is you want to make up. That's why I very rarely even talk to them anymore, because they just don't take what I say at face value. Why do you then have Jordan Klepper launching a 5-day-a-week show? Or the Homeland program admitting it's based on me, but then lying about who I am? Or the last X-Files series, the main character being Alex Jones. But on that show, he's a good guy. And Chris Carter said he thinks I'm a good guy and a libertarian. Because Chris Carter is a smart guy. And notice, I guess they're not picking it back up now, even though it was a hit. Everywhere else, there's like six different shows I know of currently that air weekly, and one that airs every day, and then you've got all the other programs, Colbert and the Late Late Show and all these other programs. I can't even watch 10% of it. I mean, it's every day. They've got people that they go, here's Alex Jones. And then the Alex Jones character comes out and says, I love the KKK. But then I see clips of even Joe Rogan, who I've known since like 1998. I like him. When you've known somebody that long, he's a funny guy. But he's sitting there making jokes going, yeah, Alex says there's slave colonies on Mars. I never said that. Somebody else said that on my show. And I didn't agree with him. It's like if Eddie Bravo comes on Joe's show and says, the world's flat, do I then go, yeah, Joe Rogan says the world's flat, did you hear? Man, he's really lying. And Joe does it all good-natured, you know. When he sits there with these reporters and people, like John Ronson, I'm going to play that clip. In fact, let's just play that right now. Let's play that first. And then I get a sent a clip of the Young Turks yesterday, going, Alex Jones says there are clones that are 80% human, 80% pig, 80% cow. No, I said there are all sorts of different clones that are generally 80% or more human. And some are human clones, chimeras with pigs, and some are with cows, and some are with goats. And so that's in the medical literature. But they say Jones doesn't know math. He said that there's creatures that are 80% this, 80% that, 80% this, thinking, I don't know the math. If they're 80% something, they can only be 20% something else. But they don't know genes, actually. That's not what I said. But if you want to get technical, you can gene splice and layer genes and have the genes of five people, complete genomes, and stack them, actually. So they show their ignorance on top of it. But I'm putting on screen every time I talk about human-animal chimeras, MIT, human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. That means in the stomachs, in the uteruses of cows. And millions of my listeners heard me say it 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. And they know that I was right. But then it gets worse. For some reason, I couldn't sleep last night, and you're laying in bed, and I was too lazy to get up and take a knockout. Should have gone and taken that, but I just kind of rolled around for a couple hours, like 2 in the morning. So I started watching videos on my phone. That's why I watched more than I usually do, and then just YouTube was just full of just, you know, John Ronson attacking me and Joe Rogan and, you know, The Daily Show and The Late Late Show and Kepler and Klepper or whatever his name is, and I couldn't read it all. I couldn't watch it all. I just watched a few of them, and I said, what's this? And I knew what it was when I saw it. It was the Young Turks going, Trump gives military equipment, including grenade launchers, to the police. And I knew when I watched it, she'd say, grenade launchers to shoot people with grenades. It's the old Army-Navy surplus program going back 50 years. You can argue whether it's good or bad, but they weren't giving grenades for grenade launchers. They're giving them tear gas grenades. But see, leave that out. My gosh, Trump's giving grenades to the police. But it's the way this dirty Soros, Hillary-funded, you know, deal that helped spike the election for Sanders. They got paid $20 million to do that, reportedly. And they just sit up there with the Young Turks name that was the fascist group in World War I that killed every Christian in Turkey. The Armenian genocide, which he says didn't happen and makes a joke out of. It's just like, see, they're calling me a fascist and Trump a fascist, and there's a big oily fascist making jokes about human-animal experimentation, knowing full well it's all real. But the talking point put up on Media Matters is that I said that there are creatures that are 240% something. Didn't say they were 80% this, 80% that, 80% this. I said there are all sorts of creatures that are 10% human, 90% pig, 99% human, 1% goat. And it depends on how they want to implant the humanoids in uterus. Sometimes it's a mix of different creatures. And then they grow them up larger in cows because they can harvest larger organs out of that. That was in the BBC 20 years ago. That's how I know about it. So they made kind of a man-bear-pig joke, you know, half man, half bear, half pig. You know, I know that's a joke. I wasn't joking. I was being serious about 80% human, 20% cow. 80% human, 20% pig. They knew what I was doing, but they edited it to make it sound like I'm completely insane. And this is how they deceive. Now, Joe can just see all the demonization and all the attacks, and, you know, it's just kind of fun. Oh, Alex is a good guy, but, yeah, he did make up the Mars bases, and, yeah, you know, he does make up false flags and stuff. And it's okay. It's just that I then don't really get a chance to respond to that on his show, so I'm responding to it here just for the record. But it's the Young Turks. I don't know why he lets the female co-host, because he supports it, you know, not be on there without a hood over her head with his Hillary money and the rest of it, and the Linda Sorcer garbage. But they're lying to you. Now, here's Joe with his backhanded slaps, which, again, I like Joe. You know somebody that long? He's funny. He's smart. Great guy. He used to have him more like a comedy show podcast. Now he's being the serious kind of, you know, crossroads of liberal and conservatism and having these big intellectual discussions and everything. And it's easy to sit up on the mountain and, you know, oh, Alex says that Jewish actors did Charlottesville. Didn't say that. Or Alex says there's slave bases on the moon or on Mars. Didn't say that. But I understand, you know, that just read a mainstream headline and just kind of go with it. But Joe's smarter than that. He knows they're lying or taking out of context. He knows it's a cheap shot, but that's fine. Because I'm getting talked about, and there's 15 TV shows about me and all this demonization attacks because I identified globalism, I identified the NSA grid, I identified the chimeras, I identified the chemicals in the water, I identified their entire world government program and have been proven absolutely correct. And that's why I'm dangerous. And that's why everybody else wants to get little brownie points with the establishment by kind of stepping and fetching it and everything. And I get it. But there'll be no future for anybody if men in this country don't start getting serious. It's an abomination to have a guy calling his group the Young Turks, funded by Qatar and other dictatorships, running down our president and running me down and lying. So Joe's just having some fun with his guests, kind of taking their attacks, and I don't mind it. But as for people like Sinker the Turd or whatever his name is, he's a fraud. So let's go ahead and play a clip from Joe. Here it is.
I now wonder. So he says that Trump called him just after the election to thank him. And I'm inclined to believe that's true, because I don't think that's the kind of thing that Alex would lie about.
You know what, boss? I'm going to explain something. When Trump goes to a rally, a third or more of the people are wearing my T-shirts. His security detail's handing him my stuff. The CIA is giving him stuff. It's raining down on him. Our information's everywhere. Drudge's information is everywhere. We're respected. Trump knows we're real news versus what you say. So again, they want to say we're discredited, we're kooks, we're jokes. Nobody listens, but the whole world's obsessed. Not just the president. Focused. So again, oh, they're going to judge. Is he really telling the truth about the president? If you only knew, ding-dong. I know you're so important, and you're up there on the mountain, and you're going to decide what's real because of your superior intellect, and then Joe's going to look into it, oh, yes, and Martian bases. Play a clip of me saying Martian bases. You can't do it. You got to build a straw man, don't you? Let's finish up.
Between Alex and Trump now, because I'm beginning to think maybe there just isn't anymore. But I could be wrong.
Good question. I don't know. I mean, first of all, I don't see how Trump can have a connection with that many people. I feel like the job of being the president has got to be so insanely demanding. The idea that he's taken a few moments out of his day, he's got his feet up on the.
Yeah, he knows he's being isolated. He does, but. Just last week was the headline, InfoWars banned at the White House by General Kelly. They didn't even say because it's fake news. They said because the president acts upon it. But I don't need to be big because the president watches and listens. We brought the president. He brought himself. We're together. We're the movement. We're exposing globalism, world government. Remember it didn't exist? Now it's all admitted to exist? See? And then they show a bunch of viral stories of the week and try to misrepresent what we say and what we do. But that's the reality. So just understand that that's what's really happening here. So we're going to go back and get to it. The Mars base. But there's no clip of me saying it. Just like there's no clip of me saying Jewish actors staged Charlottesville. But it doesn't matter because, see, if you build a straw man, you can get in the ring with a straw man and kick its ass, can't you? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to be clear, I'm good friends with Joe. I respect him. He's funny. He's great. I know in the larger podcast, because I watch it a lot when I'm on the treadmill or whatever, and the crew was making the point, they saw this whole episode, I hadn't seen this whole episode, that he basically had my back for most of it, and just a little controversial part was put out. But still, he's going with headlines that are not true. And it was in thousands of headlines that I said that there's slave colonies of children on Mars. I did not say that. I had a high-level CIA guy on who's been on for 15 years and just blurted that out, and I think on purpose to be discrediting. But I can't prove that. I like Robert David Steele, but he really, I mean, that's just crazy. Buzz Aldrin came on once and was saying stuff like that. I mean, I'm not a kook because I had the second guy to walk on the moon. Okay? And I don't deny we went to the moon either. I said there's a lot of secret technology there. The point is that the whole media is coming out against me, and now is not the time for people to think piling on is going to get anybody anywhere. The globalists need to be stood against, period. But let's finish up this clip, then I'm going to get to the real baloney artist, Sinker Uger Pooker, Bloober, whatever, I can't pronounce his name, of the Young Turdlets. Here it is.
Oh, I mean, first of all, I don't see how Trump can have a connection with that many people. I feel like the job of being the president has got to be so insanely demanding. The idea that he's taken a few moments out of his day, he's got his feet up on the chair with a laptop, and he's on Infowars.com. He's like, I got to call Alex
or Breitbart.
What's going on with this child slavery thing on Mars?
Alex, where are these slaves? Tell me where. We're on Mars.
I think it benefits everyone to think that Alex, because it makes Trump look bad.
Yeah.
So it benefits people on the left to say that Alex is connected to Trump.
Yeah.
It kind of benefits Alex, I think, for people to think it too.
All right, let's stop right there. And Ronson's a really smart guy. What he's saying there is actually true. Then he goes on to call me a liar next. You can see the whole thing if you want. I don't mind going to put the rest of it. But yes, they've been trying to hurt Trump with me, but it only gives him more cred because folks hate the establishment. They still think they're so powerful at CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times that lying about what I've said, misrepresenting it, and throwing it at the president makes people hate him. It makes them like him more. They want somebody that's on the outside. Now, let's get to a really bad dude. Money from hardcore Middle Eastern dictators. Sold out Bernie Sanders for Hillary. Went along with the election being stolen. Got a bunch of money from the DNC. Called it a grassroots movement. I mean, you know, the jury's out on, like, is Joel Osteen bad? The jury's in on Sinker Uger. Of the young fascist of Turkey here pontificating. And here he is lying about me saying that people are 80%, 80%, 80%. Notice he doesn't show a clip. He reads a false text out of context. Here it is.
Alex Jones said that there are humanoids, quote, humanoids, and they are, quote, like 80% gorilla and 80% pig, and they're talking. So the president is listening to a guy who thinks there are humanoids that are 80% gorilla and 80% pig. Do the math on that one. And that those are 160% bear pigs are talking humanoids.
I'm sure he has some sort of product that he can sell us that can prevent us or keep us safe.
Okay, pause. Yeah, I sell some of the same products that Bezos, that helps fund you, sells at Whole Foods. And I don't get money from Qatar and dictatorships. And I don't have the name the Young Turks, that are the greatest genocidal group ever against Christians in modern history. Yes, I didn't name myself after a proto-Nazi organization. Yes, you're absolutely right. That was, by the way, German-funded, I should add. I mean, you just can't make this up. So now let's go to the other clip of her, little Miss Jihad over there. Why she's not wearing her burqa, I don't know, because they're a pro-Sharia over there. So let's go ahead and play the clip of her claiming that Trump's giving grenade launchers. They don't tell you the same canister shoots tear gas. He's giving them the launchers for tear gas so taxpayers don't have to pay for it when Antifa's running around beating everybody up. See, it's just this anti-government thing because they want to overthrow it. It's what Muslims do. Here it is.
Donald Trump plans to revive a program that provides local law enforcement with militarized weapons. Now, this was something that President Obama decided to rein in when he realized that local police forces were heavily militarized and it was leading to problems within communities throughout the country. However, Trump believes that reviving this program is just a great idea. So let me give you the details on that. He will revive a program that provides local police departments with surplus military equipment, such as high caliber weapons and grenade launchers.
All right, let's stop right there. More lies. Now, again, they fomented all the race war. They got the cops to not go into the neighborhoods where they're not wanted. Thousands dead every year in Chicago, 100 dead by cops or something. There was no issue. There was no crisis. You made it up, part of the Strong City Initiative of Loretta Lynch, to cause a race war and federalize police. You little stinker, you. We'll be right back with the lawsuit getting thrown out, exposing Hillary's election fraud against Bernie Sanders. But the Young Turks don't care about that. They got all that money from the DNC. Yay!
And the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel...
It turns out we are in the twilight zone. Truth is stranger than fiction. We're about to go to our guest. You know, there are some people out there like Mark Rich and others that were investigating the fact that Bernie Sanders publicly had the nomination stolen from him. He was winning all the first primaries. They would just give Hillary the delegates. The Republicans tried the same thing with Trump. And, you know, whether you like Bernie Sanders or hate him, whether you like Donald Trump or hate him, these are both populist maverick types that Americans across the board saw as anti-establishment. And now to make sure Bernie Sanders doesn't complain too much, you notice that they've got all those investigations of him going on. And now we have a Florida judge dismisses fraud lawsuit against the DNC. Elizabeth Beck is an attorney and founded JAMPAC, the first and only truly progressive Grassroots Super PAC is powered by ordinary citizens who serve the public rather than billionaires, corporations. Jam PAC aims to hold politicians accountable to the citizenry. Its goal is to restore the voice of the people to government. Elizabeth holds a law degree from Yale Law School and a Bachelor's of Science degree in mathematics from the University of California at Los Angeles. And here's the Washington Post, Associated Press, they all ran it. A year-long legal battle over the Democratic National Committee handling the 2016 presidential primary came to an end Friday with the federal judge in Florida dismissing a class action suit brought by supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders. And here to give us the details of this and this defeat, well, I'm no lawyer, but I covered it all in election law. It looks very, very cut and dry. Parties may claim that primary votes are ceremonial, but you've got public money being spent on elections. You've got the Constitution. Clearly, it's not. But they're trying to set that precedent. Republicans tried it. They failed. But maybe that's because the field was a little bit bigger. With Hillary, it was just Hillary and Bernie there at the end. But again, attorney Elizabeth Beck joins us doing really important work for the integrity of our electoral system. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for making the time, Alex. On May 1st, 2013, you, Alex Jones, published an article on InfoWars. The title of the article was FBI Report Implicates Saudi Government in 9/11. The first sentence of this article that you published on InfoWars states, contrary to the official narrative, 9/11 was state-sponsored terror. The only question is which state sponsored it. The article goes on to say that the Broward Bulldogs FOIA lawsuit asks U.S. District Judge William Zlotch to order the FBI to produce all records of its Sarasota investigation, including the records seen by Graham. Alex, what do Antonin Scalia, Sheila Abdus Salam, and Teori Zavascki have in common?
The 28 pages?
No. What do these three people, Antonin Scalia, Sheila Abdus Salam, and Teori Zavascki have in common?
Are they dead?
They are dead, and they also have something else in common.
Tell me.
They are all judges. Antonin Scalia was a United States Supreme Court judge. He passed away on February 13, 2016. He was found dead in his sleep as a guest in a West Texas ranch. There was no autopsy. 4 days before, on February 9th, 2016, John Podesta of Secretary Hillary Clinton's campaign sends an email to Steve Elmendorf saying, quote, "Didn't think Whitworks meant pool parties at the Vineyard," end quote. Steve responds, quote, "I am all in," end quote. On the day of the Supreme Court Justice's death, February 13, 2016, Milia Fisher emails John Podesta links on the Justice's death. Also, she sends him an older Washington Post link from December 31st, 2015, about how a Supreme Court vacancy would favor Democrats. These emails were released by WikiLeaks as part of the Podesta emails. On November 6, 2016, a few days before the presidential election, Newsweek publishes an article entitled, "With Vote Looming, What Happens with the Supreme Court Vacancy?" Approximately approximately a month before the presidential election, on October 19, 2016, CNN publishes an article. It is titled, "Questions for Clinton and Trump on the Supreme Court," end quote. The article begins with, quote, "The future of the Supreme Court hangs on the next election." Sheila Abdusalam was a justice on the New York Court of Appeals. She died on April 12, 2017. Her body was fished out of the Hudson. There were bruises on her neck and no suicide note. Her husband disputed the ruling of suicide. She was the first African-American woman to be appointed to a seat on New York's highest court.
And just to be clear, we joined us, Florida Judge Smith's fraud lawsuit against DNC, where they publicly stole the nomination from the voters that went for Bernie Sanders hands down. And you're tying all this
I'll get
together.
To that.
Yeah, please continue.
I'll get to that. Thierry Zavascki died on January 19th of this year. He was a justice on the Brazilian Supreme Court. He died when his small plane crashed. He was appointed by former Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff to investigate widespread corruption in the financial and government elite in Brazil, and was in charge of handling the Operation Car Wash corruption trials. Operation Car Wash is an ongoing criminal investigation begun in 2014. Rousseff was impeached on August 31st, 2016, and replaced by Michel Temer as president of Brazil. 5 months later, the head judge, Thierry Zavascki, is dead. Temer's new finance minister has appointed Ilan Goldfein as central bank president. Goldfein, who has a PhD from MIT, has formerly worked as a consultant for the World Bank, the IMF, and the United Nations.
Okay, so, I mean, I understand there's a lot of corruption, a lot of murders going on. How does this tie together with the suit?
This lawsuit was filed approximately a year ago in the Southern District of Florida, in the Fort Lauderdale courthouse. Last week, after having a 3.5-hour court hearing on defendant's motion to dismiss the complaint for failure to state a claim, the federal judge dismissed the lawsuit filed by over 100 people for allegations of fraud against the Democratic National Committee and its former chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The judge on this case is Judge William J. Zlock.
By the way, Schultz is under criminal investigation now, and her adjuncts have been indicted for espionage, so we're really starting to dig deeper into all this, and I understand you're giving us just the facts and the background, but, you know.
3 months ago, on May 25th, 2017, the body of Mr. Brandon Wisenant washed up on shore in Hollywood. Can you show that gas pump that I sent you? The picture of the gas pump?
Yeah, we'll pull up some of those images, but just describe it for us.
His body was found on Hollywood Beach. Hollywood Beach is in Florida. And I sent you guys a map. It is very, very close to the Southern District of Florida courthouse where the Wilding case was pending. A few weeks ago, I had a meeting with a gentleman by the name of George Webb. George Webb is a roving independent reporter for Crowdsource the Truth. After he interviewed my law partner, Jared Beck, and I regarding the DNC fraud lawsuit, we went out to dinner with his colleague, Jason Goodman. George Webb told me that it is very, very easy to induce heart attacks in people. Apparently, you can freeze toxins, heart attack-inducing toxins, into tiny little splinters and shoot them inside of people. And once the frozen toxin dart goes inside your body, it melts and releases the toxin. And soon thereafter, you will have a heart attack.
Sure, that's or it's gelatin darts. But just backing up, because I know you've really been an expert on this, a lawyer involved in it all. We know that they stole the election from Sanders. The suit's been thrown out. We know a lot of judges are getting killed. They later admitted that Antonin Scalia was part of a secret society connected to Bohemian Grove at the event. A lot of weirdness. Clearly, they've got former CIA deputy directors saying they're going to kill Trump on television. So, Elizabeth Beck, I'm asking you just in the generalities about the cases while we had you on dealing with Bernie Sanders, and just sew it up for us what you're saying this all points towards.
What I'm saying is that whatever job we collectively want done is too big for one courthouse, one judge, one lawyer, or one voter.
That's true.
Okay? So now, Judge Slock has dismissed the case. We are considering our options, including appeal. If we were to appeal this adverse ruling, it would go up to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, Federal Appeals. If they agree with the lower court, it would then presumably go up to the Supreme Court on a petition for certiorari. I think it would probably be a good idea for this lawsuit if more and more judges were on its side, rather than it being handled by one lone federal judge sitting here in South Florida.
Sure. Well, what's the statute of limitations? Can't folks that voted for Sanders and saw the majority vote given to Hillary as they did in like 12 states at least, can't they just file suits all over and then those have a better chance of something getting through?
There is over 1 million lawyers in this country. I invite the public to contact attorneys to see if they can assist you in filing your lawsuits against whatever grievances you may have against your local or federal government in connection with election irregularities.
All right. Well, listen, Elizabeth Beck, thank you so much. Jampack.us. I want to talk to you again once you get honed down exactly where you think your next step is. Thank you so much. Now, getting into the other big news here, I mentioned this earlier today about the Islamicists and how they run a lot of the city councils, town councils, as they call them, in the UK. And how I've had members of Parliament on who've broken down the fact, even liberal MPs from the Labour Party, how that's the business, is the men go to work, the women stay at home and are foster parents, and they're just giving them little Christian kids, even though there's other family, grandparents, you name it. And since I mentioned that big story that's in the Times of London, the social workers say it's horrible. They took her cross. You know, they're telling her she's going to hell, reportedly, because she's a Christian. Since I mentioned how a lot of these towns, they've caught them grooming thousands of little girls, many times who are in foster care, and then they're sold to sex slavery, which you can do under Islam because you're a subhuman, you're a demi. That's how ISIS could sell little girls into sex slavery, have 100 guys rape a little girl, you know, until her insides came out and died. I'm sorry to talk like that. That's just what happens. But with liberals, it's okay because it's just kind of a cool liberal thing. You know, Salon's into pedophilia. I mean, they promote pedophilia, so why should they care? It's all just part of something deviant. It's sick. It's fun to, like, throw little Christian children. Send to the lions just into, you know, burqa jihad hells. But I thought I'd mention this. This is out of the express.co.uk. Rotherham abuse scandal, horrific reality of industrial scale. That's what the police said. Child grooming revealed. And it gets into all of it for you. And they're put on the street at age 9. and the Muslim men come, and they just line up, and they pay the local Muslim controller, the mayors, the Muslim police, you name it, and it's just how it is. And of course, I as a Christian can't go to Saudi Arabia. I can't go to any of these countries. I'd be attacked. I'd be killed if I got outside of my work zone, even though I was an oil field engineer. And I'm supposed to go, oh, that's okay, because I'm open. I have guilt that I've been an open Western free society compared to anybody else, that we pioneered world freedom. So I'm going to feel guilty now and just say I'm going to just worship Merkel, saying she's going to bring in even more refugees now and make whole towns only Muslim and pay for everything. And then it's Muslims feeding on Muslims and abusing them and throwing gays off buildings. That doesn't matter. Jihad Watch, PayPal banned them. The rebel media just got their website taken down. They're coming for everybody. That's owned by a Jewish guy. Muslim community absolutely disgusted by Newcastle grooming gang. Hey, foster kids, meet your new dad. Meet your new dad. Pakistani folks are great people, but did you know that 34%, they're less than 1% of the population in England, 34% of the deformities in the hospitals are for the Pakistani folks. Mental disorders from inbreeding really has hit the British royalty as well, the Japanese royalty, the Egyptian royalty. It's really crippling, and we have to really come to the understanding that with Islam, inbreeding is mandated. And that's why you've got so much mental illness in Islam.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
All right, this just in, you know, Joy Vila and a lot of those other great artists that are pro-Trump, their videos are being removed. They're being given cease and desist letters by YouTube to remove the video of Make America Great Again, and they've been demonetized. They are shutting down the rebel media. They are shutting down Jihad Watch. They are shutting down basically everybody. They've been deleting Paul Watson's videos for 2 weeks. He hasn't done one. He says he's looking for another platform. I mean, the censorship, it was 20 times whatever it was a couple months ago. Now it's 100 times. I mean, Trump needs to move with antitrust. He needs to move with hearings on Google and Facebook and Twitter. Massive discrimination. They're trying to take Twitter away from him. We're in a revolution, and these big combines, as Congressman Dana Rohrabacher has pointed out, we need to get him back on, are engaged in racketeering. And they're trying to block people from credit card companies, from PayPal. It's on. Meanwhile, Mother Jones made a huge joke. The socialist publication, the elite publication, about a little ad that Kit Daniels put up looking for interns. And in it we said, don't plagiarize, have good spelling. And then they put the deceptive headline up that InfoWars has the, you know, lowest job requirements we've ever seen. Well, I guess technically it's true. It is a job because we have paid internships, unlike Mother Jones, who has unpaid interns who qualified for food stamps, even though the directors of Mother Jones rake in millions. It's always the same. Alex Jones is looking for someone who can spell. And what they did was cherry pick just the area where we were talking about interns. And we're like, yeah, have some journalistic background, be a news junkie, don't plagiarize, and you know, have good grammar and spelling. But funny is you go to their ad and it's similar to ours saying be a news junkie. It's just weird how they take everything and misrepresent it just at every little level. It's just sniping and watching everything we do. And why is it? Because we know their game plan. They know they're a ruling class. They know they're social engineering. They know they're getting rich. They know these charities at the top, they get tens of millions of dollars apiece. Like the Young Turks who act like they're doing it for free. And the guy's one of the highest paid people in media. They know. The thing is, it's okay if he's making money. Just don't sit there and beg for money and do all this while you get $20 million from Hillary and the DNC. Or sit here and be mad at us that we have paid internships when your people, yeah, food stamps. Yeah, get some space cadet, do it for free. It's amazing. Absolutely incredible that they operate like this. Now, before I go any further, speaking of support, we're not funded by the globalists. We're funded by listeners and viewers like you. And we've got Supermel Vitality, the amazing cold press, known herbs. Cold press is a key term. We've got that, ladies and gentlemen, for an unbelievable 57% off, 45% off X2 and Selenium. And I totally forgot when I had the CEO on earlier, one of the top organic brands in the country, that today we were doing a promotional, not because it's not selling, it's selling very, very well, but we just had to reorder from Nature's Brands, but that it's 50% off Imrix Essentials today, 50% off Imrix Essentials today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. A great way for you to get these great organic products. And I can't really say support the broadcast because the prices are already so low. 50% off is basically a loss leader. By the time we ship it and pay folks, we're not making any money on that. But it's a great way for people to try it. The total hygiene pack, the starter pack, the outdoor pack. But the big thing is getting on the journey of saying no to the big chemical brands and getting high-quality, organic, healthy stuff that works a lot better. We sell the exact same stuff sold at Whole Foods. They run ads, though, in the news saying I'm a scammer for selling some of the top. I can't even sell toothpaste without them saying I'm evil. But you know what? We know they're all frauds. Oh.